Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt involving explosive drones. Mr. Maduro was speaking at a military event in Caracas when the attack occurred. Mr. Maduro has blamed Colombia for the attack, something denied by Bogota as a baseless accusation. Venezuelan authorities say 7 soldiers were injured and several people were later arrested. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has wrapped up his Southeast Asia tour. Before leaving Jakarta, he met with President Joko Widodo, telling him the U.S. values its ties with Indonesia. Pompeo arrived in Jakarta from Singapore and an ASEAN summit where North Korea dominated conversations. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. is waiting for North Korea's leader to follow through on his promise to denuclearize.
Our priority is North Korean denuclearization. Kim Jong-un promised South Korean President Moon Jae-in at Panmunjom on April the 27th that he would do it and that he would do it within a year. So the focus here is getting Kim Jong-un to follow through on what he committed to the president.
A strong earthquake on Indonesia's Lombok Island sent people running into the streets Sunday. The trembler, measuring 7.0 on the Richter scale, comes a week after another quake killed 17 people in the area. A tsunami warning was issued in its aftermath, but it was lifted several hours later. NATO's mission in Afghanistan says 3 of its soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a combined dismounted patrol with local forces. The slain soldiers were from the Czech Republic. An American service member and 2 Afghan National Army soldiers were injured. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say armed men attacked a convoy of cars carrying the U.S.